Hi, this is Jessica with Visalia's podcast, where we focus on health, wealth, and community. On this episode, we have a special guest who will be teaching us about detoxing and making the correct choices when it comes to living healthy. So please introduce yourself.
Hey, Jessica. Thanks so much for having me. I am Debbie Landers. I'm here in Tulare County, and I have a really big passion for helping people learn how to live healthier lives.
Awesome. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to hear more from Debbie about her life and how to live healthier. So Debbie, please tell me about the business that you joined a couple years ago, right? About 5 years ago?
Yes, about 5 years ago.
And tell me about this business and how it's changed your life, actually.
Okay, well, how I got started in this was my health, right? We all want to have a healthy life, and mine was not good. I got diagnosed with Crohn's disease, and so I was on that trajectory of thinking that my life was kind of over, and I was going to be homebound and all those sorts of things. And lo and behold, somebody introduced me to a product that they felt would help me, and that's where Arbonn came into my life. I didn't know anything about it, and of course, I had all those hesitations that most people would have when it comes to multi-level marketing, right? And so I did what I wanted to do, which was dug in, looked into it very deeply, figured out what it was, and decided I had nothing to lose, right? And so trying these products is what totally changed my life in a healthy way.
Wow. So what was the first product that you tried?
The first product that I tried was the Arbonn's protein. I needed to get more nutrition into my body that it could use properly and eliminate properties. So this is what really changed things around for me.
Is that like the milkshake, or not milkshake? There's no milk in the products, right?
Correct.
So the faux milkshake, quote unquote, I mean, just fake. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. So okay. The protein shake with Arbonn is made out of peas, cranberries, and brown rice.
Wow. And I say milkshake because I did try it and it tasted creamy. So, wow. Tell me again. What does it have?
So it's peas, brown rice, and cranberries. And that's what makes up the protein part of the protein that you're getting. So it's a really nutritious. Your body absorbs 100% of it, uses every piece of it. So you're getting the benefit of having something that your body actually craves.
Wow, you know what? This is great because can children drink these products too?
Yes, so children can have them too. I have two-year-old granddaughters and they both drink the shakes.
So and you know what? Picky eaters, right?
Yes, and they love them. I mean, who doesn't like chocolate, right?
Yeah. Well, that's why I said, milkshake. And the reason I'm saying milkshake again, I'm like, how many times will I say milkshake? Because it tasted creamy and a lot of people out there are questioning, should I try vegan food items? They don't want to lose taste, right? Is that important to you, taste?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think people make the mistake of thinking that they're going to have to give up so much stuff that they're used to having. But when they find out they're really just swapping one thing for something else, and again, that your body craves and you really want, the whole taste thing changes and you just crave all those nutritionist things.
Now, if you want to try these products, you can actually reach out to Visalia's podcast and we'll connect you. I like the one that we're going to have actually September 22nd. We're having a party and you titled it BYOB. Now, it's not bring your own beer, it's what?
It's gonna be bring your own bananas or berries.
I like that.
Yeah, lots of fun for everybody to come and join in. We'll make all different kinds of smoothies, and then that way they can try it out for themselves.
Wow, okay, so certified Arbonn Clean, that's what Debbie represents. Inside and out, it says healthy living inside and out. They actually have skincare products. So quick break, and we'll talk a little bit more about these non-GMO products. Non-GMO, if you don't know what that is, stay tuned.
This is Emmanuel from Emmanuel's Automotive. Thank you for listening to Visalia's podcast. And remember, for all your automotive needs, visit us at Emmanuel's Automotive. You can reach us at 559-409-2133. Thank you.
Okay, Okay, when we talk about the certifications, like you mentioned, the non-GMO, that's the non-GMO ingredients, so it's not genetically modified. When we get into other certifications that Arbonne has, it's also GI lab tested, which means it's safe for people that have diabetes, that sort of thing. It's not going to unbalance them. It's going to keep them balanced. We also are banned substance control group certified, which means any athlete can use any of our products alongside the vegan certification, the kosher certification, and it goes on and on and on. And of course, PETA certified also. So, right. So those animals are safe, you guys. That's a big one.
You got to think about the animals. I know at the end of the day, sometimes people like to not look at the facts, right? The truth. My friend Kennedy Hammond, she's an activist for the vegan community here in Visalia. You met her at Third Saturday, right?
I did meet her. It was really an honor, and she's really out there to the community trying to have them understand what it means to live a healthier life. And she's a vegan herself, and she knows what it's done for her.
Yeah, she educates people, and she actually educated me and taught me that, you know, you have to be careful what you put on your skin, and what you eat is very important, but what you put on your skin, can you explain to people why they need to be careful, wary about the products that they apply onto their skin?
Yeah, I'd love to do that. First of all, you need to understand that anything you put on your skin absorbs into your bloodstream in about 26 seconds or less. So think of all the things you put on from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes every day. Those products are getting into your bloodstream and toxifying your body. So what we put on our skin, which is the largest organ, right, that we have, and what we ingest, we can control. Now, our air, we can't quite control. And we know this valley air isn't the greatest.
Yeah.
But when we understand we can control what we're putting on our body, right, and what we're eating, we need to understand that we need to be using things that are not toxic for us.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And toxic. So the side effects and signs of toxicity. And I'm going to spell this word so you can Google it. T-O-X-I-C-I-T-Y, toxicity. So this is what happens when you just have too many toxins in your body. You get acne, skin rashes, allergies, arthritis, joint pain, autoimmune disorders, cardiovascular disease, chronic fatigue. Now, chronic fatigue, can you delve into that a little bit?
So chronic fatigue syndrome usually is a muscular disease that causes a lot of pain and disabilities for people. And so what happens with you want to explain a little bit about the toxins is we get so many of them in our body that build up and then they back up. We only have one liver and they all have to flush through that liver. And when they back up into our body, much like a faucet coming into a sink or a bathtub and all the gunk's coming in, but it has nowhere to go, it's going to overflow. And so that's what happens to our liver. It overflows with all these toxins. It causes this stress reaction in our body.
Yeah.
And that reaction in turn creates inflammation, and inflammation can create disease in our bodies.
Oh.
So that's why it's so important to not over-toxify our bodies.
Yes, and inflammation, I feel we need to talk about it more in today's society. Do you understand what I'm talking about, Debbie?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's totally correct. Because toxins in your body doesn't know what quite to do with them. And so typically what it does is it's going to take fat cells and it's going to wrap around that toxin. And then that's going to deposit in your body. It's trying to protect your organs, right? So when you're not toxifying your body, it's going to release some of that. So what's going to happen, you're going to lose weight. Just by ridding yourself of the toxins that you've been ingesting or putting on your skin.
Yeah, wow. I know people see me and they go, Jessica, do you work out every day? And I'm thinking to myself, oh my goodness, I work out by chasing my three kids at home and cleaning, right? Mopping and sweeping. I do yoga. I try to do yoga weekly, right? You know, and I mean, I do that, but I tell people, check it out. If you want to lose weight and look good next year, this time next year, get non-toxic products. Now, these products that you do promote, you guys have makeup remover, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, when you use makeup remover that has toxins in it, it'll irritate your eyes. It'll cause problems if you wear contacts. It's not good for you to be using products with toxins because it will actually disrupt the healthiness of your lifestyle. When you use products such as Arbonne, you're actually going to help to restore health. Your body, right? After how many days is it? 30 days?
Yeah. So we do a 30 days to healthy living, which is basically a detox for your body. So we're right here in a place where automotive, right? Where cars get fixed. And we all know that we need to change the oil on our car regularly. What happens when we don't? Right? We see the car going down the road and it's putt-putting and the black smoke's coming out the back end of it because they haven't properly, right, taken care of it. It's the same with our body. So if we don't detox our body every now and again, basically I do this detox about every quarter, okay? Because I'm doing the same thing as getting the oil changed on my car. Yeah. I want to make sure I'm running at my best.
So, okay, here, I like that. You said putting. We're going to take a quick break and talk about Arbonne's 30 Days to Healthy Living and Beyond. And guess what? Starting September 1st, I'm going to start this Healthy Living and Beyond. So make sure to follow me on Visalia's podcast, and I'll be posting photos to update you of my healthy lifestyle. All right, honestly, Debbie, I'm gonna be like my friend Bianca. She says, TBH, to be honest. TBH, I'm really excited about doing this detox because I just did the math and I found out each meal for next month when I did the detox, it's gonna cost less than $3 a meal. Explain to me, other than this will save me money, explain to me how you even started detox. Because my friend Carlos Mendoza, the one who introduced me to this product,
right,
he told me week two or three, he goes, you're gonna feel your energy come back.
Yeah, because while we're detoxing and cleansing our body, right, we're basically nutritionally cleansing our body. Arbonne's 30 day, it's meant for people on the go, okay, for busy people. We're all busy people today. And hence, that's the reason for the protein shakes. But the whole idea is to get you healthier. So we have a private Facebook page that we put everybody in. We do personal coaching, all those things, because we want to integrate you into the real world of fixing healthy meals. So you're trading out the processed foods and the expensive fast food, the little trips to the coffee shop or whatever those kinds of things are, for things that are really going to give your body the nutrition it needs. So hence, after a week or two, all of a sudden that energy is coming back, which is what you want.
Yeah.
Apples. A lot of people will ask me, well, how come not red apples? There's half as much sugar in a green apple than there is a red apple.
Okay, hold on. Rewind. Listen to this, people. This is Visalia's podcast, educating you on health. Green apples, again, Debbie, tell me.
They have half as much sugar as a red apple. So once you get used to having that, it tastes fabulous. Everyone thinks, oh, green apple, right? No, your body gets used to it, loves it, craves it. You go to have a red apple and it is so sweet, you just can't hardly do it. So yeah, half as much sugar.
And I like green apples and I never knew that. Now, wow, make sure you tell your friends about that. Tell them to switch to green apples to save half the sugar. Now, almonds, I love almonds. Where do you get your almonds from?
I usually get my almonds like the ones that aren't, you know, that don't have the extra oils and things in them. So sometimes at Costco, we'll have the bags that you can save a lot of money on to get them there. But I'll give you a case in point too, because it's peanut butter, right? Everyone loves peanut butter, but it's an inflammatory to your body. So it's an inflammatory, peanuts. So I don't have peanuts. I don't use peanut butter. I've switched all over to either sunflower butter, cashew butter, almond butter. Because peanuts are so inflammatory to our body. So it's just one less thing that we can worry about. Yeah.
I'm flabbergasted right now. I am looking at Debbie like, what are you telling me? Oh my, I love how Arbonne seamlessly works with people's lives easily. And let me explain. I'm a mother. I have three kids. It's not easy for me to meal prep. I actually did this past Sunday. I meal prepped some hummus salads. It was fun, but let's be honest. I cannot do that every day. This will take out the guesswork from everything. Can you explain some of the products? Because I'm looking at the photo here.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure I understand that I explain to the people who are listening, when you do this 30-day detox, you actually have food items that you're going to be eating. They suggest to you what to purchase. But the products that come from Arbonne, Debbie's going to explain to you right now.
Okay, so we try to make it as easy as possible for people because, like I said, everyone's busy, right? So this is basically health on the go. And understanding that everyone has health goals or should have some health goals, this is going to make it easy for them. So we, with the protein, they can have two shakes a day. That could be their breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Two of those a day is going to replace those meals. And then for one meal a day, we will give them recipes and different things that they can choose from to make a healthy meal for themselves, their spouse, their family. These meals are all really great, delicious, and it's just giving you everything you need to learn how to cook healthy. So it's replacing what you're already doing with something healthier, and then you're gonna learn along the way. body's functioning better, right? That's the bottom line. I mean, that's really my big passion when I decided to do Arbonne as a business, was to be able to get the word out to people that they can be healthier. And so when you see the changes in them, yeah, like we've seen in Carlos, right?
Oh my gosh, seriously.
They look better, they feel better, they have more energy, their skin looks better. You just see a huge difference. And that is the big reward. That's really the big reward in doing all this.
And I see, okay, so we're gonna continue this list here for the chronic fatigue signs of toxicity. Constipation.
Oh, and most people don't understand that they need to be drinking half their body weight in ounces of water a day. And I'll repeat that. Half your body weight in ounces of water a day. And that's just the norm. That's not some odd thing or something that we're putting out there to tell people. That's what they need every day.
Wow. And I mean, I like water. I drink water. I drink tea. But I'm excited to use these fizz sticks because it actually makes the water taste better.
Correct. And we also have other products that go along with this. So along with the protein, there's a product that I love because for me with the Crohn's disease, Digestion Plus made the biggest difference, and that's prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes. So not only did it create a nice routine for my elimination organs, but it also got my Crohn's under control.
Wow. So Crohn's disease, that's a painful disease. I know people who've experienced that. What other, it says here, fibromyalgia, headaches, diarrhea, hormone imbalance, wow, inflammatory disorders, IBS, neurological disorders, obesity, and overweight. Now, hormone imbalance, why is that important for women, especially after, you know, having kids? Why should they look at that?
Okay, understanding that a lot of people will gripe because we have no dairy in any of our products, and they're concerned, why can't I have milk or dairy? It's so full of hormones, and so many of the processed foods and everything else is too. So we're seeing puberty starting a lot younger, right, in girls, and that's a lot of the reason why, because we're passing all these foreign hormones onto them. And so we want to make sure that that's not going to happen. So when we have kids and all, it gets our hormones off balance too. And if we're giving those artificial hormones or hormones from animals, that's going to throw us all off too. Wow. So until we get, again, nutritionally balanced, that's what's going to happen. Wow. So yeah, that's the important reason why, you know, dairy cows are big, right? Yeah. And they're feeding a baby cow that's going to eventually weigh 1500 pounds.
Oh my gosh, yes, yeah.
So why do we continue to do this to ourselves when we're not looking to weigh 1500 pounds?
Yeah.
So
the light bulb just went off for me right now. So I'm laughing because I'm like, wow, exactly. We're not a 1500 pound calf.
Yeah. So that's just those reasons why, but a lot of it's the hormones, okay? That's in a lot of milk and dairy products and other products too, but mostly that. So, you know, we look at the at what substances are in or products that are in, you know, ingredients and things. So in Europe, we know they ban about 1,400 ingredients from their products, right? We know the Europeans are pretty healthy.
Yeah.
And if I ask people, I always ask them, you want to guess how many are banned here in the U.S.? Jessica, you want to guess?
Like what, 50 of them probably?
That's actually 11.
What?
So the FDA,
oh my goodness.
You can Google it again, Google right.
So the European standards are way better than, but okay, so Arbonne follows European standards?
We do follow the European standards, but we go a step further and we ban over 2,000 ingredients from our products. So you know you're getting a product that's pure, safe, and then it's gonna get results, so you're gonna be beneficial, and that's our motto. So pure, safe, beneficial.
I'd like to bring you back and we could talk about something else that will help Visalians. We're gonna take a quick break and then continue talking about Debbie and what she's doing with her life right now. $8 a day. What can $8 a day get you? Let's see. 2 Starbucks, I guess, right?
Yeah, maybe. You know, I'm not really sure, but
you don't go to Starbucks?
Not much anymore. Okay. So occasionally, you know, everyone needs treats, right? We all have treats. Go get an ice cream, have your pizza, your slice of pizza. We never tell people don't ever have those things, but they can spend 30 days of their life living a healthier lifestyle to get back on track.
Okay, so when you eliminate something from your life that you know it's not good for you, and then you feel better, you don't want to reintroduce it to your life again.
No, and you will notice right away when you do your body's reaction. And it's usually not a good one.
Okay, so $8 a day. What can $8 a day get you? $8 a day cannot feed me right now, I don't think, right? Can $8 a day?
No, I don't think so. I'm trying to think of where I've gone out to eat or gotten something, and I don't think I've ever, at this point anyway, could eat for that little of money.
But with Arbonne, when you do this 30-day detox, I guess, healthy living program, it is only $8 a day. So from morning to night, right, you get your products through Arbon. We're going to continue talking about, let's see here, the 5 key lifestyle changes. Oh, okay. So listen to this. Get a pencil, some paper, and write down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And these are the 5 key lifestyle changes that you can introduce to your lifestyle today.
Yep. And this can be with or without using Arbon products. We're trying to teach people how to live healthy. So listen, the first thing you want to do is you want to eat clean, right? We know food is one of two things. It's either fuel or poison to your body, one or the other. So you have to pick and choose. And again, I'm going to go back to health goals. Do you have health goals? Everybody should have health goals. Doesn't matter what. Don't take that off the table. You should always have them.
And what's an example of a health goal that you have right now?
Okay, so like for instance, my health goal with Crohn's disease, right? I'm always avoiding certain things. I know what I need to avoid. So I stick to certain foods that I know are healthy for my body. That's my health goal. Mm-hmm. I have a goal of making sure that those are the only things that I include in my diet. We're all on a diet every day. And so I know those are the things that are going to nutritionally, right, balance my body and keep it running smoothly.
So you set yourself up for success.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep, all the time.
Okay.
Nobody wants to be unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever have everyone in the audience when I present or get out and do things go, hey, I want to live unhealthy, right? They're raising their arm. No, never. So you want to increase your nutrient uptake, right? So whatever you're getting inside your body, you want to make sure it's good stuff for you. It's going to pH balance your body. You want to decrease allergenic and addictive foods. So gluten, soy, dairy, and processed sugars.
You actually call it scary dairy.
Yeah, that's right. So you want to be careful on that end. And then you want to balance your blood sugar, right? So we try to balance that blood sugar by helping you reduce your sugar cravings.
Yeah, and they actually said 52% of Latinos are walking around right now and they're undiagnosed with diabetes.
Yeah, it's
in California.
Yeah, and Tulare County, I think, is one of the highest, if not the highest county in the state of California for diabetes.
Yeah,
it's really bad. And then you want to, here's that key word again, support elimination organs. You guys, you got to support the liver, the kidneys, the intestines, and your largest detoxifying organ, your skin. Super important. You need to be doing this all the time. Your body, right, from the morning time you wake up, you go to sleep, during the night while you're sleeping, is detoxifying all the time. All you're doing by doing like this, our 30-day plan, is helping your body further detoxify the way it's meant to detoxify.
And how do we know our body's detoxifying? What are some examples?
We notice by the color, a lot of times, of our urine, right, or even our stool, we can tell. Maybe we see somebody on the street whose skin looks out of color, right, or their eyes aren't. Those are signs of inflammation and disease.
Yeah. So
I lived with Crohn's disease for 10 years and didn't know I had Crohn's disease because slowly I was cutting out. Certain things affected me. And so I knew I had to not do that. And that's what this doctor had said to me, that you had it, just didn't know it.
Yeah.
So it's super important for people to recognize symptoms of different things. If they think it's not normal or it's not, they need to look into it or do something about it, not just let it go.
So, okay, teenage acne.
Yeah.
We think that's normal. Is it?
I mean, that can be our hormonal too. And we talked about the hormones earlier with dairy and different things. So it's totally worth giving up those things even for 30 days to see if it's going to make a difference. Because oftentimes it's either dairy or gluten, you know?
Yeah.
And so one of those is going to help one way or the other. You go to all different kinds of restaurants, they offer different kinds of things. So there are lots of choices, you guys. Any kind of vegetable that you see out there, carrots, you know, there's all kinds of things, cauliflower. Load it up on those veggies, you guys, because that's where you're going to get the most nutrition.
Yeah.
If you're not vegan or if you are vegan, you can have maybe a chicken or meat once a week, sort of something like that. And if you are vegan, then of course you're going to add in more of those veggies and things to your diet as a beautiful salad that you can get, you know, pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
Today, some of the restaurants here downtown do beautiful salads, a Cobb salad or something like that.
Do you cook at home?
Oh yes, I do cook at home.
What's your favorite thing to make at home?
My favorite thing to make is called sweet potato chili. And it's a turkey chili made with sweet potatoes. And it tastes delicious.
Wow.
My family absolutely adores it. I double the recipe every time because we eat it up and then I get to have a little leftover and we can warm it up. It's delicious.
Is it a family recipe or?
No, it's one of the recipes that's included in the 30 Days to Healthy Living that Arbon provides.
Wow. So Arbon, wow. I'm amazed right now. I'm excited because like I said, when I was in high school, I tried to lose weight, and I did lose weight, and then I went to college, and then I had my babies. So now I'm really looking to tone and tighten, and I'm not having any more kids, right? So you and I were talking earlier that there is a lot of stress on moms, especially between the ages of what do you think, of body image?
Oh gosh, I'd say anywhere from, you know, early 20s on up. I can tell you my age if you want me to tell you. I'm 57 years old. So even at my age, you know, women are concerned about body image. We go through the change and all those kinds of hormone things, and your body does start to change. So everyone's concerned about that at one, you know, level or another. And I think if we get into that right wheel of learning how we need to be eating and continuing it on, that's going to take care of us into our later years. Because first of all, we know self-care is big. If you're not taking care of yourself, you're no good to anybody else. And that includes your family, your husband, right? Your kids, whatever the case may be. So I try to impose upon people that, you know, your health is very important. That self-care is important. So put those blinders on, you guys. Don't look at what anybody else is saying. Put those blinders on and move forward with it. Mm-hmm. You got to have an end goal, but you also need to have like a goal. Maybe every day you have a goal, or at the end of the week you have a goal and you reward yourself. Maybe it's that cute little pair of sunglasses you wanted to go buy, or whatever the case may be. Yeah. But break it down, you know, move backwards, the end goal, and then move backwards from there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, that's great. And you know, it is sad, right? I actually tell women, you know, don't listen to your husband, because he's going to see you get hotter, right? In like 30 days. And then he's going to say, hold up. How can I, you know, start doing that? Do you see that with couples in relationships, that one person does it than the other?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I have it with my own self, with my husband. So, and he was all for me when I decided to become a multi-level marketer with Arbonne. He supported me 100% because he knew the stress I had from my other job. Okay, there's a lot of stress, suffering from Crohn's disease, nothing was getting better. And so he did support me, but he also saw me getting healthier, right? Getting a little slimmer, taking care of myself more, because alongside that comes more confidence in ourselves, if that's what we want. And I'm talking about the healthy part of it. Mm-mm. And so after he started watching me, and I'm telling you, it took a little while, but he jumped on board too. Mm-hmm. So he's healthier now because he sees I'm healthier. I want to live a healthier life. I explained to him, I want him to ride alongside me with that life. And so now he has jumped on board with living healthier too.
Yes. And I actually listened to a podcast that talks about failure tolerance, that you need to fail in life. Don't set out to fail. Try something new, and when you fail, that means you reached your boundary. Now for me, I feel like I fail daily with not drinking enough water, but I'm aware of it, right? I understand that I need to take care of myself better. Now, my husband, he needs to drink more water too. So I try to help him by buying him the, you know, BPA-free bottles and fill it up with water and give it to him. What can a wife do for her husband without, you know, being loud about it, to help him to live a healthier life? Because I told my friend, oh, get these vitamins. She goes, no, my husband will not eat vitamins.
Yeah, I think a lot of it's being the example. I mean, a lot of times that's just what it takes. And you, it's going to flat tell you, it might take a week, 2 weeks, a month, a year, 2 years, 3 years. Don't give up, because you definitely don't want to give up on yourself, right? And you want to help your spouse along, or your kids. And so you just have to really be that example for them about you're living a healthier lifestyle, because bottom line is, I mean, I'm doing it for myself, and I'm also doing it for my husband. Yeah. I love my husband. I want to be around. I want us to have that life. And so he sees the example, and at some point they want to jump in on it too.
Debbie, you know what? You're a great example for the community of Icelia. You've been doing this for over 5 years, you said. So is this your full-time job now, going out and educating people and being their wellness coach?
Yes, correct. So for almost 5 years, I've been able to be a health and wellness coach with Arbonne International, and I get to share, right, how to live a healthier life. And I'm always helping to get out and do that. And in the workplace, maybe it's their break room, during their lunchtime, we'll bring in some smoothies, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
You guys could always look up Jessica, she can give you the information on that. But it's really vitally important that we get that information out there, just so people can understand healthy lifestyle is not hard. They just need the education.
Yes, and the right tools and the support, which they will get with Arbonne. Well, thank you so much for talking to me today and educating Visalians about how they can live healthier. We talked about detoxifying, elimination system, Arbonne, the 30-day detox program. Is there a final message you have for Visalians out there?
Yeah, I just want to say first, thank you so much for having me on to discuss this. But listen, I really wholeheartedly wish that, you know, most people would look at this as a way to get, you know, their own body into the place where it needs to be. So look at it for your own self-care, get healthy, set those goals, and go for it. You will never regret that you did it, but you will regret that you didn't.
Oh, that's true. And please remind them again, like you said, you got to take your car to get the oil changed. Your body
needs a reset button, you guys. So do it. It just has to have that reset button and you'll feel so much better.
All right, let's do this, team. 1, 2, 3, hit the reset button and go. Reset. Boom.
Boom. Done.